Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalayim Bayikai and Daf Dalet. We're starting a little bit in Talmud with Halacha Gimel. And today's office sponsor, Lili Nishmas, Mars Memsar Bas Miyakam Moshe, Harnish Shabbos Shad Havan Aliyah. And we're discussing watering fields on Chol HaMoed. Mishnah tells us, Rabbi Miyakam Vayimir, he says, Moshkenas HaMayim Me'ilon Le'ilon. One's allowed to drag water from one tree to another. A tree is considered a Beis HaShlachim. A tree needs to have water all the time, so it's no different than a field that needs to have water. So we're allowed to water the trees. And therefore, if there's a pool of water by one tree, he could drag it to another tree. But he's not allowed to water the entire field. The rest of the field that the trees don't need, they only need the ground around them. But the rest of the field is considered like a stebeis habal, so he's not allowed to water it. Another din, zraim shalosh aslofnei amayid, seeds that weren't watered before chol amayid, lo yashke amayid, he's not allowed to water them on chol amayid because it's not the biggest deal. Since they weren't watered before, they don't need water now. However, chom matir and bazeh bazeh, the chom allow in this and that. We're going to see what in this and that means. Says the Gemara, Rav Mana Amar lo stam. Rav Mana says the following thing, stam, which means it was his own shita, and Rav Avon said it b'shem Shmuel, that bestam chalukim, they're arguing the case of stam. What does that mean? So the Gemara tells us, man and kaimen, what are we referring to in our Mishnah? If these trees are very far away from each other, divra kol usr. Everyone agrees, meaning even the chum agrees with Blaz Ben Yaakov, then it's usr to water the entire field. Why would it be mutter to water the field if the trees don't need the field? If they're so far apart from each other, you're only allowed to water each individual tree. And in Bertufin, if they're very close to each other, divra kol mutter, everyone agrees, meaning even Blaz Ben Yaakov agrees, that you are allowed to water the entire field because since the trees are so close together, the trees need the whole field. It's really all considered like one, and therefore you'll have to water everything. So what's the machlokes? Elkin and Kamen, what are we referring to? Benetuin mata eser lebeisa. We're talking about where there's 10 trees planted in the area of a beisa, which is 2,500 square amas. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov avad loin kimurvachin. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov treats it as if they're planted far apart from each other, and therefore just the individual trees allowed to be watered and not the field. Whereas Rabban of the loin kiratzufin, Rabban treat this as if they're close together, so the whole field is allowed to be watered. Something more clarifies. Harabban ari revachin asal hashkas. The Rabban said, as we just clarified, that when the trees are far apart from each other, it's also to water the entire field. But what about the following? Ma'ul hamshech, is one allowed to drag water from one tree to another? You're right, the whole field is not allowed to be watered. What about dragging the water from a pool of water that's by one tree to another one? And the answer is Nelef Hadad Rabbanon min Reb Elazar ben Yaakov. Let's learn this answer in Shitas Rabbanon from Reb Elazar ben Yaakov's Shita. Come on, Reb Elazar ben Yaakov Amar, just like Reb Elazar ben Yaakov said, Bim Ravachin Asr Lahashkas Ummut Lahamshech, that when they're far apart from each other, one's not allowed to water the field, but he is allowed to drag water from tree to tree. That was the Shita in the Mishnah. Can Rabbanon Ravachin Asr Lahashkas Ummut Lahamshech? Rabbanon say the same thing. When the trees are far apart from each other, one's not allowed to water the whole field, but he is allowed to drag water from one tree to another. Now we bring up another din, which seems similar. This refers to Machlokes in Masechta Shviyos about a field which is called a Sde Lavan, a white field. That's basically a field that has grain growing in it. It's also called Ofer Lavan, white dirt. This is one and the same. Is Machlokes one's allowed to water it on Shemitah? Reb Shimon says yes, Reb Elazar ben Yaakov says no. Now it seems to be that would be the same Machlokes as over here. Reb Elazar ben Yaakov says no watering this entire field of trees on Chol HaMoed, and the Chum say yes, and so that seems to be the Chum would be like Reb Shimon of that Mishnah over there. However, the Gemara says that can't be, because Vlei Kain Savrana Meimar B'Mavachin Dirak Kol Aser. Didn't we just say over here in our explanation of our Mishnah that everybody, even the Chum, agreed that if the trees are very far apart from each other, that you're not allowed to water the entire field, just the trees. And Vahin Afer Lavan, this stay a Lavan, this field which is a stay Baal, it doesn't require water, like B'Mavachin Hu, isn't that just like a field that has trees in it where they're very far apart from each other, and besides for the trees, the rest of the field is not allowed to be watered? Second, we suggest that the Machlekes in our Mishnah is the same Machlekes over there. Reb Elazar ben Yaakov here lining up with the Reb Elazar ben Yaakov there, and the Chum over here lining up with the Reb Shimon over there. So the Gemara says, you're right. El Akan B'Shviyas V'Kan B'Moed. There's a difference. That's talking about Shemitah, and this is talking about Chol HaMoed. So Ma Ben Shviyas Ma Ben Moed. What's the difference between Shemitah and Chol HaMoed? Why would it be permitted to water the entire field over there on Shemitah, whereas over here it wouldn't be permitted to water the entire field on Chol HaMoed? The answer is Shviyas Hadeshi Mutaras Malacha Shemitah. Since in general one's allowed to do Malacha on Shemitah, we're not talking about field related Malacha. We already had this early in the Masechta. On Shemitah, you're allowed to do a lot of Malacha. So therefore, Dalam Bez on top, Hitiru Ben Davashu Tariach Ben Davashaina Tariach. When they gave a heter to water, that's something, whether it's a tircha, if it's not a tircha. Whereas Mayid, Achal Mayid, Adeshu Asr Malacha, in general, it's also do Malacha and Achal Mayid. As we had said at the beginning of Masechta, it's really no different than Yamtef. You're not allowed to do Malacha on Yamtef. So on Achal Mayid, you're not allowed to do Malacha either. And even when they were Matir, Lahitiru El Davashu Aved, Ubova Davashaina Tariach, they were only Matir something that's a Davar Aved, and it's not too much tircha. But if it's not a Davar Aved, or it's too much tircha, then you're not allowed to do it. And that's the difference between Achal Mayid and Shemitah. Now, based on Meimar and Shemitah, though those want to say, we learn from the following, meaning this is the difference between Shemitah and Chol HaMoed, the Shviyas, Adeshes Manam Ruba Hitiru. Shemitah, which is very long, it's a full year, so they were matter to water the entire field. If you're not going to water the whole field, then the whole thing's going to get ruined. It's a whole year. Whereas Mayid, Adeshes Manam Katzer, Aser, since Chol HaMoed is very short, it's just 7 days altogether, so therefore it's Aser to do something that would be a big Tircha. So Gemara asks, as it did before, if that's really so, then Eisen Shivas Yom Achroinim, what about the last 7 days of Shemitah? Why Mistabim Yavdin in Kishivas Mei Regal V'Yosurin. Shouldn't we then treat it like the 7 days of Yom Tov and Chol HaMoed? So the last 7 days of Shemitah, it should be usher to water one's field. And we don't have an answer to this question. And lastly, Ashkach Tani was found and taught in a Brice exactly as we've been teaching. Mirabtin ba'offer love and b'shvias avaloi b'mayed. One's allowed to water and offer love and field on Shemitah, but not on Chol HaMoed. Lastly, the Mishnah said, Lacham matir and b'zeh b'zeh. Lacham allow here and there. The question is, ma b'zeh b'zeh. What does that mean, here and there? Bein sheshasukan l'regel, bein sheloshasukan l'regel. Is that going on the immediately preceding statement in the Mishnah, where we had said that seeds which were not watered before Chol HaMoed are not allowed to be watered on Chol HaMoed, and the Chum said that it's mutter bazel bazel? Well, that's really so, then the wording of the Mishnah is not precise, because really it turns out the Chum are only arguing in one case, namely, even though the seeds were not watered before Chol HaMoed, they're allowed to be watered on Chol HaMoed, and therefore shouldn't say bazel u bazel, they allow this and that. It's just say, Chum matirin, even though they weren't watered before Chol HaMoed. El, rather, it must be, what is it referring to? And here's a proper girsa. Oy, bein be'ilon, bein bezraim. When it says bezel bezeh, it means they're arguing in both of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov's statements, and not only in the one that was just said regarding seeds that weren't watered before Chol HaMoed, that those allowed to be watered anyways. Also on the first memra, that when he said lo yashkas kol sad kula, the Chum argued that as well, the one is allowed to water the entire field. Moving on to Halacha Dalet, we continue with another Mishnah with more things allowed to be done on Chol HaMoed. So adin es ha'ishos v'ses ha'chabarim, b'sdei ha'ilon u'b'sdei ha'lavon, kidarkoi b'moed u'b'shvias. That if a person has ishos and ha'chabarim problems, ishos we're going to see in the beginning of the Gemara is referring to a mole. That's that animal that lives underground in holes, and achbarim are mice. So if a person has these issues in their field, he's allowed to trap them like regular kedarkai, both in a steho ilon, in orchard, field of trees, and a steho lavan, field of grain. And this is mutar on Chol HaMoed and on Shemitah. And we're not going to say that when he's setting up these traps, that as he's digging, it's going to look like harisha. Now, Rabbi Yehuda, where he says that b'steho ilon kedarkai, he's allowed to do it like regular in a steho ilon, because these things cause a real problem for the trees. But a steho lavan, shaloi kedarkai, he's only allowed to do it in a non-standard way in a steho lavan. That's because even if there's moles and mice, they don't cause the biggest loss. It's not such a huge hafsid. Another din, umakrin sapirtsa b'mayid, one's allowed to fence up a breach on Chol HaMoed, and ubashviyas b'nei kedarkai, on Shemitah, he's not even allowed to build a regular wall. Says the Gemara, isha zu chulda. Ishas is a chulda. Now, even though chulda is usually translated as weasel, over here it's translated as a mole, M-O-L-E. And alf b'shein ra'ya l'davar, zeich l'davar. Even though there's no 100% proof to this, we at least have a zecher, a mention of it. The pasuk says, nefel eshes bal chazu shamesh, that a nefel is stillborn, and a eshes is bal chazu shamesh, that doesn't see the sun, and an eshes is a mole, we know that lives in the ground, it doesn't see the sun, so that's the hint in the pasuk. Now the Gemara addresses the Tana Kama, Nichab Steho Ilon. We understand that these traps are allowed to be set up in a Steho Ilon because these things really ruin the trees, but B'Steho Lavan, they're allowed to be set up in a Steho Lavan in a field of grain. As we said in the Mishnah, the reason why Rabbi Yehuda argues is because they don't really ruin a Steho Lavan. So why does the Tana Kama say that these traps are allowed to be set up Kedarkai in a Steho Lavan? And the answer is, you're right, El B'Steho Lavan, she smuchel Steho Ilon, referring to a Steho Lavan, a field of grain, which is next to an orchard, next to an area that has trees, and since there's ishus and achbarim in the stay lavan, we're afraid that they're just going to walk right over to the ilanois, and that's going to cause a loss, so that's why we're allowed to set up the traps like regular, even though they're currently only located in the stay lavan. We continue, the Mishnah said, kedarkai, these are allowed to be set up like regular. What does that mean? Tzad mitzuda, they're allowed to be trapped with regular traps. What's shaloi kedarkai in the Mishnah? Toichiv bishpud, he stabs a spit of sorts into the ground, umaka bakardum, and he hits it with an axe or a hammer, umaradid tzadam tachteha, and that flattens the ground underneath it, and that basically causes them to be buried alive, crushed in the ground. And Tanu, we have a similar braisa. Machriven chayure hanamalim b'mayid. One's allowed to destroy ant holes on Chol HaMoed. And the question is, Ketzad Waisa, how does he do that? So Shimon Gamliel Amir tells us, Noitel me'elu v'noisen b'tzad elu v'hen mechankin elu as elu. He takes dirt from one ant hole and places it in another ant hole. And since this dirt's from a different ant hole, they get all nervous and whatnot, and they end up choking each other, and that's why they destroy an ant hole. However, hushdei amas hamayim avers b'nehen, it has to be that there's a canal of water of sorts that's in between these two ant holes, because if there isn't, then the ants from this colony recognize the dirt from the other colony because they had access to it. They'd go visit each other and say hi and hang out. But if there's a body or channel of water in between, so they never accessed it, they don't know what this dirt is, so they get all worried and they choke each other. We continue the Mishnah said, Umakrin sapir tzav ha'moed, the one's allowed to fence a breach on Chol HaMoed. Now we clarify, Evan al gabe Evan, Utsura gabe Tsur. This is only permitted when it's stone on stone and small rock on small rock. Usually the proper way to build it was first with large avanim and then small stones, these tsuros, these pebbles, fill in the gap. But on Chol HaMoed, when we're fixing the fence, it's only allowed to be either stones or tsuras. However, b'shvias on Shemitah, b'nei kedarkai, that can be built like regular, said the Mishnah, evan al gabe tsur, tsur gabe evan, both with avanim and tsuras. Now, for the clarification of this din in the Mishnah, upirtza she'ena saga sa'afar, this is only talking about a breach that wasn't filled with dirt. Al upirtza she'ha'isa saga sa'afar, but if there was dirt that was previously filled into this breach, temporarily sealing it, also the gudger b'shvias, it's not to be fixed up on Shemitah, because that looks like he's trying to guard his fruits. And we we know that on Shemitah, a person's not allowed to guard their fruit. It's also to be shomer and watch your produce to prevent other people from taking it. Now, the reason why the breach is allowed to be fixed in the first place is to prevent wild animals from getting in and ruining it, or maybe people coming in and causing extensive damage. But that's, again, if there's a huge hole. However, as long as it's fixed up, even if it's just temporary and there's just a little bit of dirt there, since there's no breach anymore, it's allowed to be fixed up. But then again, we advise like this. Any breach that has dirt in it, also the gajah b'shvias, it's not allowed to be fixed up on Shemitah. V'shein sagas offer, but if there's no dirt in it, but to the gajah b'shvias, then it's allowed to be fixed up on Shemitah. For the clarification, b'shein machshal sarabim, that's only if that's not going to cause a michshal to the rabim, which means if this is a stone wall that, let's say, had fallen down and there's a bunch of stones scattered around, that would be a michshal. So if that's not like that, so then you're not allowed to fix it up. Aval machshal sarabim, but if it's going to cause a michshal, if there's stones over here that people might trip over or hurt themselves on, aval pishi sagas offer, even though the breach in this wall was temporarily filled with dirt, motel gajah b'shvias, it's still allowed to be fixed. And kadad is like the following. We have this later on in the Masechta. If a person's wall is leaning over, he's allowed to dismantle and rebuild it, and that's because it's sakana. Ask the Gemara, why doesn't he just dismantle it so he takes away the sakana and he shouldn't rebuild it? Why allow him to rebuild it? Remove the danger, and now that's fine. They permitted the end because of the beginning. If you tell him no building it, he's not going to dismantle it. Turns out it's going to be a sakana. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow with halacha. Hey, continue to discuss things that are allowed to be done on Chol Hamoed. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.